Well, you don't always honor me.
Mike Izzo, my gracious, step right back up here.
Yep.
Never mind.
And Golden Neck Sanitary Sewer District, contract 09-21, change order number one.
Yeah, this is pretty straightforward. This is a change order with Harold Robson Incorporated of Landisville, PA. They are one of our five contractors on the Angola contract. It's a small credit change order in the amount of $492.61. Some pluses and minuses of electrical equipment. This contract is completely for pump stations. There's no sewer line. There is a time extension that also results. One of the pieces of equipment that Delaware Electric Co-op required had a long lead time. If there aren't any questions, I have a motion that I can read.
Please read the motion, sir.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that change order one with Howard Robson, Inc. of Landisville, PA for Sussex County Project 09-21, Angola Neck Sanitary Sewer District, Regional Pump Station 317, Pump Station 313, Pump Station 318, and Pump Station 319 be approved, which decreases the contract amount by $492.61 for a new total of $2,457,884.39 and increases the contract time by 38 days contingent upon the receipt of approval from the funding agencies.
Any motion?
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Deaver. Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions on the motion? Take a vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir. Steve Hudson, come right on down.
Thank you.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I have to bring before you this morning a change order request for our project 10-04. That's our solar energy grant project that we're doing at the EOC in the airport location. The proposed change order is for a total of $3,720, and it's to add an additional 120-240 electrical panel at our inverter location, which is across the road from the EOC. This is needed to energize a fiber optic to Ethernet converter, basically, so that we're not taking any copper wire into the EOC building and following our grounding standards. We would also use this panel for a kiosk that hopefully should have some information within the next couple of weeks that we're required to do as part of our grant.
Okay. You have a motion?
A motion. Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that change order number two for Sussex County Project 10-04, Sussex County EOC Airport Solar Energy Installation Project, be approved for the amount of $3,720, subject to the approval of the U.S. Department of Energy.
So moved.
A motion.
Second.
And a second. Any question on the motion? I will take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay.
Mrs. Webb, grant requests.
Yeah. First one, Millsboro Girls Major League All-Stars.
I'll give $300, please. Was there a specific request?
There was a request, not specific as to amount, but it's going to be used for fuel, food, and lodging for their
right.
state championship trip.
Correct. $300 would be fine.
I have a motion, Mr. Phillips, the $300 of his account for Millsboro Girls Major League All-Star Storm expenses. Have a second?
Second.
Question on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I'll vote yes. Motion carried.
Seaford Historical Society.
The Maritime History Gallery. If someone make a motion, take $2,000 from my account.
Oh, I would make that motion.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any questions? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Indian River Senior Center.
I will give, is there a specific amount requested?
They have specifically requested $1,000.
I would give $1,000.
Second.
Have a motion and a second to take $1,000 from Councilman Phillips' account for Inver Senior Center for accounting software, microwave, and tape recorder. Any questions? Take the vote, Mrs. Dever.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried.
Town of Selbyville.
$2,500 from my account, please.
Have a motion, $2,500 from Councilman Phillips' account, second by Mrs. Dever, the Town of Selbyville to construct a new storage slash restroom facility at the ball field. Any question? I will take the vote, Mrs. Dever.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried.
Laurel Historical Society.
I'd give $250 from my account, $250 for Mr. Vincent's.
We have a motion and a second to grant $250 from Mr. Phillips' account and $250 from my account for Laurel Historical Society for the Laurel Heritage Museum project. Any questions? Take the vote, Mrs. Dever.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried.
Thank you.
Introduction, proposed zoning ordinances.
There are none, Mr. President.
None. In addition, brought before council, any business, any business, any business. Hey, could you check that clipboard first, please? We've lost our, oh, I didn't see Hal, he could have done that too, I didn't see him out there.
He probably had to go to.
He's been, Hal's been very low profile, you know, he's hiding there. Oh, there's Chip. Oh, boy.
Too late, Chip, too late. Too late. Wrestling. Wrestling for it.
Additional business brought before council. I entertain a motion to go into executive session for personnel and pending slash potential litigation.
So moved.
Have a motion and a second, Mrs. Dever.
Yes.
Take the vote on that, Mrs. Dever.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes, we're now going to go into executive session for personnel and pending potential litigation.